This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose last week to 372,000. That's 4,000 more than the previous week. Susan Schmidt joins me now to talk about this. She's the head of U.S. equities at Mesirow Financial. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Susan, what do you make of these unemployment numbers?
You know, the unemployment numbers are close enough to what analysts were predicting that it's not going to rock the markets one way or the other. But it's not an indication that things are getting better, which is what the markets need to see to have a definitive move in the upward direction.
There's also been a lot of talk about federal stimulus this morning. We had notes from a Federal Reserve meeting that seemed to point to more bond buying in our near future. But now we've got the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis saying that news is dated and the U.S. economy has picked up since that meeting. So stimulus, no stimulus, what are the markets making of that?
Right. The question on everyone's mind. So the Fed meeting minutes came out yesterday. But what's important to remember is, while the meeting minutes came out yesterday, that meeting actually happened August 1st. So we have had some economic data since then that's been more comforting, if you will,
yeah.
Although not robust. And so people are really waiting. The next meeting in September is almost, you know, cliff-like in itself, because people are waiting to see, and the market's built up a lot of anticipation that quantitative easing is going to be declared by the Fed and there's going to be some help to support the markets. Not really sure. And now that we get this tempering expectation, everyone's questioning that again, making the market pull back and wonder.
Susan Schmidt with Mesirow Financial. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.